views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I am David, Dave from LA, and it's a Wise Wednesday. Today is January the 10th, 2018. It is a Wise Wednesday. Brother Davis is in queue, ready to go. He will be the host of the show today. And when you call in for Brother Davis' show, he won't be able to see the board. I won't be able to see the board as well. So just say, excuse me. You can do that by calling 1-866-510-9025, 1-866-510-9025, then hit **, and you will be able to unmute yourself and just kindly just say excuse me to Brother Davis. He will hear you in the show to let you give you the floor so that you can ask your question or make your comment. And so for today's show, Wise Wednesday, so make sure, as Brother Davis always has, make sure you have a pen and paper and open mind for today's show. So we're going to be looking forward to that. But before we get into that, everyone, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. Go to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And hit the donation prompt. There is also a membership drive that you heard Scotty talk about that is happening. We want 5,000 new members to BTR Community, which is a social media outlet that BTR Community has put together for your overall social media activities, where you can engage in that without being as adversely affected as Facebook and all the other spots. So come on over to BTR Community for only $24 a year. That will support the network, that will support Black Talk Radio Network and the platform. So we're looking for that to happen, so we'd love for you to be a part of that. So, very, very important. So, definitely. Oh, my goodness. Ooh, I'm looking at what's going on in the world, y'all. It's hot, and it's a lot of good stuff. So, if you would, definitely make that, become a part of BTR Community. And also, if you would like to acquire real money, go to Prosperity Mint. Check out what's in inventory there. And then send an email to info@prosperitymint.com, info@prosperitymint.com, so that you can actually save in the way that kings and queens save, and you can save in what ladies and gentlemen save. You don't have to save as a slave. Save in real money. So definitely reach out to Prosperity Mint, and they will definitely facilitate you, and you can do that through an email, info@prosperitymint.com. For those of you, definitely you want to do that, and it's to your benefit. Trust me on that. There's just some things you have to learn, the buying process, and there's more things that you need to know about that. So definitely do that. Also, if you would like to trade with us in the Trade Coin Club, you can definitely email me at wolf6pack1@gmail.com. And if you would like to be a part of Coins of Change, you can send an email to powerincrowdfunding@gmail.com. powerincrowdfunding@gmail.com. So those are the platforms. So I want to hurry up and get into today's show. There's a lot that's going on. Some of the things that I didn't post. Pakistan has severed all military ties with the United States today. And they severed military and intelligence cooperation with the United States. This is huge. This is major, major, major in the overall setting, all of the necessary pieces in place for overall World War III that will turn into GW1, Global Nuclear War One, is real and happening as we speak. So Pakistan has suspended military and intelligence cooperation with the U.S., and I expect that is going to definitely grow as well. And this was declared by the defense minister of Pakistan, saying that they're suspending those operations. Also, there was, before we get into what's in the news, there was one second. Sorry about that. Some other stuff major in the news. There was something that Warren Buffett said today. And we'll get into this later on in this week. But Warren Buffett said something very critical. He says he would be having a put on the cryptocurrencies. He doesn't know much about cryptocurrencies, but what he does know is that he would be having a put on them in 5 years, meaning he would have a sell. He's shorting them in 5 years. Let me see if I can pull up exactly what he said, and it's critical. Critical, critical, critical. Warren Buffett is a whole lot more than what people think. And let me real quickly, give me 1 second, and then we'll get back into what's in the news. But in the meantime, while I do that, I will cover some other stories because I don't want to go too deep into Brother Davis's show and today's Wise Wednesday show, the reason why they call you human being. And I'm really looking forward to that. Definitely give Brother Davis a call. Area code 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, then hit **. And if you have a question or comment, just say, excuse me. Okay, so let me pull this, a couple of stories up real quick about what Buffett is saying. It is very, 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 very important. Here's Buffett. Quote, Buffett, I would buy a 5-year put on every cryptocurrency. I would buy a 5-year put on every cryptocurrency. This is what Warren Buffett said. Cryptocurrencies are something I don't know anything about. But I can say with almost certainty that they will come to a bad ending, is what he said. Now, let me tell you what's up with that comment. In 5 years, where the heck do you think cryptocurrencies will be in 5 years from now? Of course, they'll be in a position where you want to sell them, because right now, 5 years from now, cryptocurrencies, the different ones, will probably astronomically high. And he's absolutely telling the truth, meaning you should be leveraging it properly now. Because he said, I would buy a 5-year put on every single one. Yes. Because most would think that he's saying to sell it. No, it's not what he's saying. Come on, be wise on this. What he's basically saying, in 5 years, he's going to be selling it. Let me tell you something about Buffett. You got to kind of watch what he says, because he's probably one of the more sincere investors that there are around today. Don't agree with some stuff, but you have to know the Buffett family history. If you know the history of the Buffett family, you'll know what's up. So very, very, very telling there on that from Warren Buffett. There's a reason why Warren Buffett hangs out with some of the people he hangs out with, but I'm going to divest and get back to the show. Okay, let's jump into today's what's in the news. I just wanted to add that, and we'll add some other stuff later on. Major, major, major news today. China may halt purchases of U.S. Treasuries. Got this from Bloomberg late last night. Huge, huge story. We will definitely be covering this. The war has already started, y'all, and it's going to be ugly. Next article. Got this one from Platts News and Articles. Venezuela oil production plummets amidst chaos and industry defections. So check out that article. Everything is setting up for this war. Another major, major article comes from Russia Insider. The war, ladies and gentlemen, is definitely here. Russia today said that the U.S. had a spy plane in the area of the Russian base that was attacked by drones. Basically, what they're basically saying, a U.S. spy plane circled between Russia air base and port facility during the Syrian drone attack. MOD, Moscow, has noted a strange coincidence surrounding a terrorist attack on the Russian air base at the port facility in Syria, which guided combat drones were deployed by militants. These include a U.S. spy plane spotted in the area. Basically, the U.S. was coordinating an attack on Russia. The overall engagement between the Russians and Americans are already started. This is the cycle before the war. This is the cycle before the war. Next time that happens, I bet they shoot the plane down. It's real. This is from RT, Russia International. U.S. spy plane circled between Russian air base and port facility during the Syrian drone attack. Now the U.S. is actively attacking Russian military. Desperate moves, y'all. Next article from Sputnik News. U.S. supercarrier set sail for Korean Peninsula ahead of North Korea and South Korea talks. Check out that article. Next article, major, 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 major article that we need to be carrying as well the rest of this week. North Korea says this. Here's what North Korea says. North Korea bombs only aimed at the U.S., not at our southern brethren, meaning South Korea, China, and Russia. The chief negotiator negotiator with South Korea said the only ones that they're pointing their overall weapons at, they're not even pointing at their southern brethren, meaning that the deal has already been struck. The reunification of the Koreas is already here. Is our bombs are only, and our ICBMs and our bombs and nukes are only pointed at the United States, not at our southern brethren, China and Russia. Next article says, urgent from Sputnik News. Russian defense minister released photos of drones that attacked the base. This is going to lead into a whole lot more. Next article from Sputnik News. Pakistan suspends military intelligence cooperation with the U.S. defense. Next article from Russia Insider. U.S. approves $130 million interceptor missile sale to Japan amidst breakthrough in ultra-Korean talks. Check out that article. Next article. Bitcoin falls below 15,000 as South Korea inspects cryptocurrency bank accounts. Check out that article. Next article, and this is the reason why the cryptos were down the past couple of days. Next article from military.com. Report, Israel passes U.S. military technology to China. Next article from Active Post. All signs point to a Western-backed destabilization program in Iran. U.S., Israel, and Saudi Arabia implicated. Huge, huge story. Another huge story from the South China Morning Post. as ASEAN chair Singapore faces a diplomatic test, it may well fail. Check out that article. And the ASEAN nations are going to have to go with China, in my opinion. Next article from the South China Morning Post. Search for survivors expand in wake of the deadly California mudslides. Next article, Rise posted this one from Going Faster. SpyNet, America's first net neutrality defense network supercomputer. Check out that article Rise posted there. Next article from Physics. Rise posted this. First flash of light observed from individual graphene nano ribbon. Check out that article. Next article, Rise posted this from The Guardian. South Korean president credits Donald Trump for inter-Korean talks. Yep, because he put the pressure on, and that's what caused for the overall talks. So major, major. Next one, Rise posted this from CNBC News. Criminals, nothing but criminals. China is reportedly thinking about halting U.S. Treasury purchases. Major, major, major story that we will carry tomorrow and on Financial Friday. Huge, huge stories. Next article, Rise posted this one from Scientific America. Could cobalt choke our electrical vehicles' future? So check out that article. That's what's in the news, and many, many very, very significant stories that are there, and we will cover them in the coming days in preparing you for what's happening. It's really ramping up, ladies and gentlemen. It is here, as we've been saying, and you need to know these things so that you'll be properly positioned. So without further ado, we're going to go to Wise Wednesday. Brother Davis is in queue. Wise Wednesday, why they call you human beings. Wise Wednesday with Brother Davis. So we're going to turn the show over to Brother Davis. If you have any questions or comments, give him a call, 866-510-9025, and just say, excuse me, because I won't be on the board. Brother Davis, the floor is all yours, my good brother.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, my brothers and sisters. I tell you, I've been all tens and needles about this one. You see, the reason why is because as we begin to open this door, you notice how nefarious information comes from a lot of different places. Because as they begin to do their own due diligence, they're finding out other things. For those of you who are on that Facebook today, a Candles page, there's a number of different videos on there that speak directly to some truths. I don't agree with all of them, but the truth, there is truth in each one of them. And the reason why I point that out is because I do my due diligence too. That's why it's so important that you sit down with a pencil and a piece of paper if you're going to take the time to listen to this show, because we're going to give you some things that's going to open up your mind. Now, one of the things I want to point out tonight is, how many of y'all know what a hue is? And why would they put that before man? Do you think it's something that God did? For those of you who believe in God as a religion, for those of you who believe in God as a spiritual creator, do you think that he would put you in front of the word man? I mean, there has to be a purpose for that. And you know what? We have been so inundated with programming, we never really questioned it. And the reason why we didn't question is because sometimes the answer scares us. I mean, we don't want to be blatant with the truth. And the reason why we don't want to be blatant with the truth is because, you know, some people be hurt by it, others are being bothered by it. But what does you mean? I just can't quite grasp that. So I did my own diligence as usual. Hua is pronounced you, used with Allah or God. And it's used as a name of God, Allah, you means. Just he in Arabic. Allah means God is with you. As an intensive added to Allah means God himself. Now, Are y'all hearing this? And the reason why I'm asking you is because literally we have the essence in every religion known to man of God. But yet we have a lesser self-image and psychological perspective. And this is why we are in a situation now where we get so confused about the simple things that are really insignificant. I mean, think about it. How many of you are fans of football? I used to be. Don't feel bad about it. You go out and spend your resources to represent your team, and you get nothing for it. And I mean, some of that gear got pricey. But it only represented a perspective that you had that had nothing to do with the quality of your life. But yet, the system teaches us that we should be a part of something. So, people pick their teams like the Romans pick the gladiators. And they, every Sunday, they go look for their game, their team to play their game, just like the Romans put the gladiators in the ring. And when the people were watching the gladiators and they were cheering their favorite gladiator on, that very same thing happens today in sports. Now, I'm opening up this way because I want y'all to think in reference to you. Don't think in reference to nobody else, because you're responsible for you. How you grow will depend on how you do the due diligence necessary for you to attain that which you see. And you know, some people have been so programmed, they're just grasping at things and they really don't know what they see. You can't feel bad about it. And if you do feel bad about it, and you're doing it, come on. Where's your wake-up call coming in? We've been told things like, man is the head of the family. Think about that. But yet society has deteriorated man, especially the African man. They have deteriorated him to insignificance in society. But you never even considered why. Think about that for a minute. Why is the black man so villainized that his history is no way in comparison to the history of white people, the white man? Listen, I'm only saying these things because I want you to think. Because literally, when you're not thinking, you're following a program. And that's what they want you to do. They want you to follow a program. Hey, you don't serve their purpose unless you're following the program they put before you. But when we follow the program, we fail to realize that those who follow us are going to take the same steps. Now let that sink in. It is very important for us to understand that regardless of who created the earth or how you perceive the position or the picture of the creator, he is not going to let a color, which is hue. See, hue is a view of some color. It may be a specific color. It may not be a specific color. That's what makes it hue. Now, you know why it was placed before man? Because man represented something that people have twisted and twisted and twisted. See, man represents an attribute of the whole. He is part of the Trinity. But he doesn't possess the energy. He possesses energy, but not the energy. What is the energy? The energy is the seed. See, the energy can reproduce itself. His role is important. But since the beginning of time, we've allowed those to interpret to us what we felt was different inside. Now we sit back and we look at our young brothers today, and we see a lot of them that are lost in this confusion, where they really can't tell you what they are. You understand how I'm saying that? You've seen the articles, the feminization chemically, the feminization psychologically, the forced feminization. You've seen incarceration, the separation. That's what proper incarceration is. Incarceration is separation. It is, and separation is the destruction of the black family. Oh, please believe me, they know. And a lot of times, we don't want to see it for what it is because we have been caught up in such a, I can't use that word, but a messed up psychological image of self. And we really get caught up in confused based on what we want to believe, based on what we're told, and based on what we see. I mean, think about that for a minute. Because there's a lot of confusion there. We have a lot of young men and old men incarcerated into a system that they never should have been in. But it was, they were in an area where it was about the numbers at the time. You all heard it. I don't want you to think for 1 minute I'm trying to plant something in your head because we live this. It's the Brother Davis and the Wise Ones, I'm going to try to open the door. No, I'm going to try to give you the keys to open the door. Because they're coming. They're coming you whether you like it or not. I went through some of those Pando radio videos on Facebook today. Very seldom do I really have time for that. But some of them are very powerful. Some of them do more to make you think. But a lot of people don't even want to see that. It brings confusion into their thought process. I'm going to tell you why it brings confusion into your thought process. Because you were never human beings before you were titled human beings by man. The Creator never called you human beings. So the Creator seeing you as a spirit living a time and space existence. Why would He call you human? We fail to realize that a lot of these things that were put on us by man, or the word of man, was in order to keep us away from the truth of who we are. Understand how I said that? Because see, until you change, there is no change. You can continue doing right now whatever it is that you're doing, and that's what you'll be doing for 5 years. Why? Because how we spend our time determines what we get out of our time. And if you're not doing anything to feed yourself, you're not going to benefit from the fruit of that food. I'm going to tell you, our self-image and the psychology of our self-image has been changed so much that we have been victimized by every tribe of man. Why? Because one tribe was so good at what they did that other tribes tried to talk, well, they did it, we can do it. And the sad part about it is that as time went by, they elevated their ability to be efficient at it. You see, we were never called human in the first 6,000 years of the world because we lived a life that was based on a goal. Off to a point where we couldn't walk in the growth nature pass into the God nature that we possessed. So we were literally following the path of divinity. You see, that's why there was such peace in the first 6,000 years. That's why there is a life print of the African people on every continent on this earth. Because we were not combative people until we were forced to be combative people. We were taught by the 42 principles of Ma'at that we had to take care of ourselves, mind, body, spirit, and environment. Let me repeat that. Mind, body, spirit, and environmentally. So everybody was on the path of serving the same purpose. That has changed since the word of man has entered. And the sad part about it is that a lot of us don't realize the word of man has entered. They actually had superimposed this type of human being that you think you are. If you are convinced that you are a hopeless loser, a sensitive person, and a worrywart, then these will add to a mix that created your self-image. I hope you all are grasping this. Because now they're trying to instill fear in that process. The sad part about it is that a lot of us are moved by the fear, and then some of us kick ourselves. That's not me, but I gotta do things, I gotta do something, but that's not me. It is not the ultimate excuse for our failures and appeal to our human nature. But what is the origin of our human self-image? Is it the fact that nature, as most think, or as it is figured to be, the imagination of some people? Think about that. Manifesting in this life of man are behavior patterns that fall into definitions of desperation, animal, human, and divine. Animals are creatures. They must follow their instincts and can therefore not be charged with immoral conduct. When they kill each other and forcibly take sex or food, this is the instinct. Since man has the faculty to override insensitive behavior, a well-developed frontal lobe of the brain, he cannot be classified as an animal in the animal kingdom, for it is not rational. You think about that. If an animal is by instinct, and he has to be brutal, and he has to take, and he has to destroy in order to survive, and this is his instinct, and he can't evolve any further. I'm hoping y'all get this. This is Brother Davis from The Wise Wednesday on Black Talk Radio. And I'm going to keep repeating that, so prepare yourself for it. So let's take an example here. Take the spectrum of man's ability to see the impossible, but when it comes up to it, what sort of definitions and descriptions as to actually what is coming or constituting a human being? Some sort of limited being? Think about that. Some sort of limited being. Mm-hmm. There's nothing more than a mental construct whose origin can be placed in time and space. Think about that. It's a mental construct that literally has been able to take hold inside the mind that is multidimensional. You ever hear people, and I ran across this many times, when people say, oh, I'm a king or I'm a queen. And you smile at them and say, yeah, so am I. Did you ever ask them what that means? You know why? Because most of them really don't understand what that means. Everybody has a title for themselves. When they say they're a king, do they represent themselves that way? When they say they're a queen, do they represent themselves that way? Do they walk in the authority of the office in which they claim to be in? See, we have to take responsibility for whom we are. But if you think that you, the most you are, is a human, then you will remain human. And people will see your hue before they see the man. Think about that. I mean, that's deep. When I really started to do my due diligence, I was like, wow, this doesn't benefit me. And it's not who I am. But what do I have to do to rise up to understand the authority in which I call myself in these terms in which we live? And it's very basic. I have to study, I have to understand the principles of life and respect and mutual understanding and sharing and giving and loving. And there's no one avenue. You know why there's no one avenue? Because all of them are interchanged. And they're only interchanged because you got people in your own family you don't really want to be around. But you love them. Or so you say you do. I mean, this world that we live in has placed us in such a dilemma that if we ever wake up and stop following the crowd and start doing the due diligence of the plethora of knowledge that is around us, there would be an immediate change. Why? Because first, we will attack the persona of our image. You've heard me talk about taking on the persona to fit into the image of the worker when you go to work. Unlike the human self-image, which is a mental concept, there is a faculty within the being of man that expresses themselves in a behavior type that is distinguished from each other through the image they project. These are known today as personality types. But in ancient times, other extended cultures, they are known as deities, demigods, archangels, Nitrurus, Osiris, and so on. The A-type personality is called an Osirian Ugon by the Yorubas. I mean, think about that for a minute. That they walked in such authority that everybody they met was on a path to divine nature. They didn't see him when they looked at each other. They seen beings on a growth path that would lead them to their divine nature, and they can commune with the very God that gave them life. And now this is getting real deep. I know some people are saying, oh, listen, every religion speaks of you in the terms of a God. but that God is in your life. And if you don't give that God authority through the teachings that are going to bring harmony and balance back into the world, then you are no longer, you are not walking in that authority. This is not a game. Let me be very clear about this. This is not a game. Oh, they want you to think it's a game. That's why they have so many of them nowadays. You've heard me say many a time, don't put those game goggles on your head, because it transplants thoughts in your mind and puts images in your brain that ain't yours. But people do it every day by the thousands. Why? Because that's how they directed the system to work to their defense. We here at Black Talk Radio want you to know something, that we want to be here for you, but that's only because we want to work with you. If you don't allow us to work with you, then that means you're not doing the work. Think about that. Because now we're moving into a complex circumstance in which the way we deal with the next 10 years will determine whether we are on a path of extinction or on a path of proliferation. Now, what does that mean? That means that it's trying to kill you, and you know it, and you're not doing nothing about it. They're in your communities, they're in your refrigerators, they're in every aspect of social interaction that you are involved in, and you involved. And I ask myself, what can I do in my particular position so I can change my perspective? And the first thing I came up with was study. I wanted to know how, what, where, when, what could I do? So when I started this journey, everything that opened up to me kept on saying, you can't do it alone. You must bring your people. And if you can't bring them, you must help them find the path. And you know what? There is serious, serious retribution from the other side that wants you to stay in the dark. They want you to stay in the dark, because then all you are is a useful slave. Something's changing. It's telling you already. You ever go to a job interview lately? One job, do I have 3,000 people there competing for it? Think about that for a minute. Do you think for 1 minute that the system cares about you? Let me lead you into some aspects of help that will open some doors for you. One, let's speak about Dr. Layla Africa. His book was actually given a prefix by Baba Dick Gregory, bless his rest his soul. But Brother Africa speaks about all of the different avenues in which we can grow out of our circumstance, and how we could take one step at a time and bring forth change in our life that would bring irreparable wealth. And that wealth may not be the wealth that was created by man. You see, that's another thing. That's part of that psychological nature that we are caught up in. We're ahead of the game because we can openly discuss it now. But the principles that we need to initiate have to cover every parameter. Our psychological, our physiological, our diets, the way we even consume water, the way we literally exert ourselves in order for our body to stay healthy. There is no isolated area, but the danger is in doing nothing. Do you realize that the foods we eat don't even have the chemical nutrients that our bodies need? But yet, you hear him talking against supplements. My wife was, you hear in the background. And the reason why is because she's been seeing the dangers firsthand. Let's look at the ancestors that have gone before us that have said these same things. How about Ivan Van Sertima? He wrote that came before Columbus, the African presence in ancient America. He was telling us that we are not who we think we are, because the thoughts that we have are not our own. We have a lot of work to do, but we must get started. And it starts to happen, because I told you about the age of Aquarius. You can see it now. Remember I said what's going to happen is people are going to start stepping out the shadows. People are going to start relinquishing themselves from them so-called secret organizations and societies. Because I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of them. Every religion is a secret society, because you can only go so far and ask questions before they'll say, listen, you ask too many questions. Do it my way or the highway. Now, ask me how I know. You see, because when I started to have revelations, oh, I studied the Bible intently. Years. And when I started having revelations, I was still deep in the church. But I was starting to open up studies. I was starting to say, And then when I come back with a question, it was like, it's not the time. It's not the time. What they were telling me is, don't ask those questions. So when I got tired, I asked some people who couldn't answer them. I went to the people who could answer them, which actually pulled me away from those who couldn't answer them. You know why? And I'm not. Let's be for real here. If someone wants you to follow them, but yet they're not giving you an understanding as to why, then the reality is, there may be something going on they don't want you to know about. And it happens in every religion. So don't think that this is exclusive of any one way or the other. It is not. And this is just not just religion. This is social orders. You into the Greeks. The Greeks are the same way. They got your little secret handshake. You know what they do? I'm going to tell you, here's what you don't know. And some of you may. They literally take their orders from an organization that is sponsored by the very white supremacists that literally are trying to control the world. And I'm going to give you an example. Don't get upset. I'm going to give you an example. Remember when Hillary Clinton was running for office? You know why she won in the South? Because those organizations stepped their campaign up so much that she won the South almost most of the states. She didn't win them all, but she won most of the states. Why? Because the Boulin made sure that was the candidate they were told to choose. Now, would they give that candidate a batting of an eye after they knew her history of calling their sons and their daughters, what did she call them, some kind of animals?
Predators.
Predators, yeah. Think about that. I want you to know that although they are constantly working on you to keep you asleep, you can wake up whenever you want to by just picking up something that's going to answer that question. What is a divine image? The oldest religion in the world, the ancient Egyptians claim that man belongs to the divine class of beings and not humans, as claimed by Western man. Did you hear that clearly? Let me say it again. The oldest religion in the world, the ancient Egyptians claimed that man belongs to the divine class of beings and not human, as claimed by Western man. See, there's a reason for that. Oh, let me give it to you. The highest aspiration of the Kamu, as the Egyptians called themselves, was to become as gods. In other words, a god man or a god woman. You hear that? So, if you see yourself as a human being, you see yourself as frail. Or you see yourself as being destroyed. And see, that's why it was done. They want you to believe you are something you are not. But now, don't look, they didn't take anything for granted. because they're marshaling the very universal laws that were designed to bring you life to destroy you. One of the qualifications that one had to meet and the methods that were used, which will be amplified, is to achieve a goal. Does that sound basic? You see, you will see for yourself the details of being godlike, and the qualifications for that state are the same as given to Jesus Christ, the divine states. Given to Allah, the divine state. Given to, I can't even think of the Indian god, or Buddha, the divine state, that state of nirvana. You were given that. But yet, it was manipulated away from you because guess what? You didn't know what it was. You came to 6 to 7 generations after the destructions of all of this knowledge and become victim because you didn't have a connection to it. Well, now that's not the excuse. It is everywhere. It is everywhere so much that now they're joking about it. Oh, yeah. You know, they think, I kind of think it's funny, but they think that you're going to treat them the way they treated you. You see, the 42 principles of Mahat start out with, I will, okay? But the Ten Commandments don't. You see, it's a difference. I'm not even sure about how the Ten Commandments go about it, but they don't...
Thou shalt.
Thou shalt, that's right. Thou shalt. Thank you, darling. See, it's a difference when you walk in the sincerity of personal growth. And this is why you should have a pen and piece of paper. Don't take my word for this. I'm going to tell you why. Because I'm working on my past. And if I've reached a state in which my time has caused me to evolve, and I'm not talking about in a destructive way, because see, most people see death in a destructive way, and I'm going to tell you why. I don't have a problem with it, because most people die because of their habits, the very bad habits that have been placed upon you, upon your environment, upon your social network, and the media content is all about your destruction. And many of you, you relish in it. I'm going to tell you, you do. We go to a place called the American Legion. And sometimes I walk in there and I look at my wife. And, you know, my wife's father is the commander, so there's a certain socialization that goes on there that she must be a part of. And I'll just get in the seat and I'll sit there. Because I want to be with her. I want to respect my father-in-law. But when I see... He's up in age. But when I see my brothers and my sisters sitting there and they're smoking cigarettes and coughing simultaneously and they're drinking liquor and stumbling all over themselves because literally now they have lost control and the liquor is taking control. These are self-destructive things. This is what they put in our community. They tell you, go have a good time. This is Brother Davis. This is Brother Davis on a Rise Wednesday. We coming up on a break here at 7 o'clock, and I'm speaking about that now because before we go to break, I wanted to point out how important that Black Talk Radio has become to our realm. When I say our realm, I mean even when my children or my grandchildren are around me, I have the radio on, and they're going to hear something that may stimulate them because of the multi-purpose programming that we're fortunate enough to get from Black Talk Radio. And a lot of times, I might mention a subject in an area of that I heard on Black Talk Radio, and people can identify with it. You know why? Because we deal with real-life things here. I mean, you talk about whether it be incarceration or education, whether it be talking about personal lives, or what's going on in our social lives. we deal with a lot of auditors right here. If you listen to the programming that Black Talk Radio brings you, you are going to find that there is going to be something that speaks exclusively to you. Because it's available to us, we need to support it. And the reason, I'm not trying to manipulate you. I'm trying to tell you how important it has become in our household. Because now, even when I'm not there, if my grandchildren are here and they're listening, they're beginning to realize, you know what? That happened at our school. They know what vaccinations are now. They know about their classmates' dads being in jail. See, we're talking about real life things here. And the best part about it is that you could pick up the phone and become involved in these shows and have a bring your first hand life experience to the show. One of the main things I try to encourage people is if we don't take care of it, we can't get upset if we lose it. And that's why it's so important for me to let you know now, I support Black Talk Radio. For those of you who think that I just do a show here, no, I don't. And I want to do more. That's why we're trying to work on this here Coins of Change, because see, we believe in Black Talk Telecommunications. So I'm speaking it up now, because guess what? I am a god. And I believe that if I put this in the atmosphere, that it is going to, as a seed does, take root and grow, and people will do their part to ensure that we have a healthy crop. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday. Look, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. And when we come back, I want you to pick up your phones, put your calls down, bring the dialogue to the level of a monologue so other people will realize they have the same questions that you have. This is Brother Davis on the Wise Wednesday. We'll be right back.
Podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Welcome back, welcome back. Is there anybody in queue? Is there any questions? Okay, let me pick up where I left off in reference to the things that we have to do. See, we have to have a knowledge of ourselves. This is what I'm bringing to you tonight. About this whole concept of human beings. You know, this is, human beings is to lower your personal expectations of yourself. And if you follow that program, then they could line you up so that they can enhance your psychological position of self-image. If you are willing to sacrifice and be a human, then they can manipulate your self-image. And once they manipulate your self-image, you're in your mind. And once you're in your mind, they can literally lay down laws that you see as a right you must follow because it's your right. It's not your right. You see, I'm not saying that I want you to put yourself in danger. I'm saying that I want you to take the knowledge of self and plant it like a seed in you. Take your self-image and you utilize it to reflect who you are. And your mind must always be fed every day. If you're sitting in front of a TV set, your mind's not being fed. You're being entertained. It's an amusement park. And you're going to pay for that. And you don't know how you're going to pay for it right now. You know why? Because they have a multiplicity of ways they're constantly telling you. Oh, I got a double Big Mac. Or you got a 2-for-5 special. How about the $5 box? And all of these things are destructive to the natural body. So they're working their plan. You're giving your energy, your life force, into their purpose. So they don't have to worry about you. They know sooner or later you will literally dismantle your spirit. And you will never approach the level of God knowledge. And if you never approach the level of God knowledge, you can never have a relationship with that God you serve. Truth. It doesn't change from person to person. One of the main things that you have to understand is that it's about you. I could sit here and tell you, I mean, reading is what I do because I want to grow. There's a book out called The Goddess, The Black Woman, A Mother of Civilization. Does that tell you exactly what I said? You see, there can be no civilization without the goddess, which actually represents the highest order of the so-called, I can't even think of it right offhand, but it's the mother, the father, and the Trinity, the Holy Trinity. Some people say it's the father, but no, it's not. Because literally, life cannot go on with the father at the head. The father serves a subservient purpose. A subservient purpose means that it's not that he has no respect. It's not that he doesn't have authority. It's that he does not possess the seed, but he has the opposite unique element. And that opposite unique element must be a part of the process. But make no mistake, there is no greater energy than the feminine energy. I know some people are going to be a little upset about that or think, well, man, this man, and no. Man was only given that authority because of his masculinity and his ego. And she didn't want to clash with him based on the fact that he was building what they needed. He was serving the purpose of his original position. But then when it was introduced, people got it all out of whack. You know why it was not introduced? When I say it was introduced, when man jumped up and wanted to flex the differences, his physical being, his differences, his, at that time, mental growth. It wasn't mental growth, it was his ego. We see it today. A lot of people go around and talk about this woman this and this woman that. They fail to realize that we can't survive without that woman. Period. So we have to lift them up, even when we have to put them in their place. You understand how I said that? Even when we have to put them in their place. Why do I say that? Because society has literally took the image of the black woman and seduced it, cut it, baked it, fried it, diced it. They got to the point now where there are successful black women in the system who have accepted the fact that they would never marry. Why? Because the system has taught them that because you've achieved a certain level, that you shouldn't reach back. They're not reaching back. They're building. But if that's where they want to stay, in that psychological room, then that's where they'll stay. But in the meantime, what they could bring to society that would add to us as a people, they sacrifice. Why? Because I don't think that I should have to sacrifice. You're not sacrificing nothing. If you find a man that brings you happiness, I don't care if he's a trash man. You are entitled to that joy. Don't let this system manipulate you to the degree that you stop your purpose. And your purpose, make no mistake, your purpose when you were born with all of those eggs which were seeds inside you, they were not to stay there forever. But yet, now that money, which is another tool of man, comes in, we see, oh, well, I don't think I should have to. I don't think I should have to. I don't think. Listen, it's not about what you should have to do. It's about what is necessary for you to contribute to your people. I'm not saying that you have to victimize yourself. No. But I'm saying that the very gift of your birthright that was given to you by God, you have allowed the system to manipulate you away because of the material things that you may possess. I see brothers are doing the same thing. Professional, got good potential. I think I'm away later. Pretty soon, brother, all you're going to do is victimize the system by your lack. And we need every brother, not as many. We need every brother and sister, because they all serve a greater purpose than their mindset. And this is why we must give the keys, freely give the keys. You want to know what's going on? Utilize that key. We know about your spiritual background. You heard me talk about Dr. Layla Africa's book. You heard me talk about the goddess black woman. Go out and buy them books. You heard me talk about they came from before Columbus. Go out and buy that. It's going to open your knowledge barrier. It's going to allow you to step forth in a greater understanding of the purpose that you're supposed to be here for. The comedic life. That's another book. It talks about how we have success through birth, but we have been subdued into thinking that we are humans. And we are not by no means humans. And if you tap into the teachings and you be obedient to what you learn, you will find that your growth pattern will far exceed the environment that you're in. And sometimes you just have to sit quietly. And I mean, that's a hard, hard thing to do, my brothers and sisters. Sometimes, think about what I just said. Sometimes you just have to sit quietly. I got a niece that has blood pressure. She goes to the hospital 2-3 times a month. I tried talking to her, giving her books to help her make that transition. But until she does it, she'll always be there. And you know why she doesn't? Because the system tells her, oh, go see a doctor. The doctor will help you. The doctor's busy buying boats and houses because he's caught up in the material world. Do you think that what he's going to give you is going to give you ultimate remedy so you don't have the problem? No. He got to keep you coming back. I'm going to tell you something. We have been victimized ourselves because we don't want to do the work that we need as a people. Absolutely. Everybody's looking for the other person to do it. That's why the religions are so strong in our community. That's why you see liquor signs and cigarette signs on every corner. That's what's killing us. All of that. And more, because you're pumping drugs all in the community. You know, you hear them talk about opioids now. Well, guess what? They didn't sell it. You didn't get this much attention when they was dumping that rock cocaine in our community, destroying the whole fiber of the community. And now, since more white people are dying because of this opioid crisis, now it's an addiction. When our people was being victimized by rock cocaine, it was an addiction. You know what it was? It was criminal. So don't think the system is going to save us. It is not. We got to do the work. And when you do the work, you got to start with yourself. Because you cannot be a testimony to someone else if they don't see it in your life. And I'm going to tell you something. Yes, my sister, please add to the show. And give your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yes, thank you for allowing me to speak. My name is Red in Nevada. I just wanted to comment on some things that you said last week because about technology and making sure that you use it as a tool. And so I definitely appreciate that. And that's what I try to do. That's what I try to focus on doing going forward. Because I know, like, sometimes even when I try to just, like, go on YouTube and look up different videos about African scholars, and it seems like, you know, it's like how other people were commenting how it's just, like, so much like an algorithm of just wanting you to keep watching different things. And sometimes they'll even have videos that has nothing to do with, you know, what you originally looked up. So I try to keep that in mind. And then also just to comment on what you're saying about just the churches and the drugs and everything. With me being in Nevada, which is one of the states that legalized marijuana recreationally and medically, it's everywhere. And I've noticed that, like, I live around, like, other Black people, because that's typically how it is with, you know, different groups or whatever. But it's easier for me to walk to a weed dispensary than it is for me to even go to a grocery store. Most of the grocery stores, you know, there are these larger chain ones, and they're not, the food isn't any good anyway. So I definitely wanted to thank you, and I try to make sure that I, you know, I keep my eye out and try to, like you said, you know, just be a better influence. I don't mess with marijuana or anything like that, but I definitely appreciate, you know, the shows. And I'll mute my line. Thank you.
Thank you, sister. There's no greater love you can show than to share. And we really appreciate that. Please, anytime you're on the show or you're listening, pay it, because there are somebody out there that identify with exactly what you said. That might be going on around them. You know, the sad part about it is that they are now, they're legalizing us marijuana and everything, but they're not doing anything with the young brothers and sisters that have been incarcerated based behind simple drug use. When I say simple drug use, it's a choice, but literally they're continually victimizing us people of color because of what we chose to do, but while they profit off of it. So I appreciate your call, sister. Please, anytime, just feel free to add to the show.
Excuse me, Brother David?
Yes, Brother, speak.
Hey, peace and love. This is Ross. How you doing?
All right, Brother Ross. It's always good, man. It's always good.
Yeah, man, you're dropping some serious gems on peace to Brother Dave as well. I know he's probably listening in the back, and of course, Scotty and Sister Red, too. Yeah, you've been dropping some stuff, and it's interesting because the aspect of ourselves that is referred to as a human being is the grossest aspect of our spirit. That's what they call the kabit in the Semitic language. And that even the aspect of us that is gross, the gross physical form, has been debased just by the society with the propagation of the transgender and all of this stuff, and the feminization of males. They just had a report that came out, and I saw it yesterday on the news here, the local news in New Jersey, that discussed the fact that for young men in particular, if they take ibuprofen for an extended period of time, it effeminizes them. They did tests that showed that the male hormone is severely reduced by men taking ibuprofen. I also read earlier this summer that acetaminophen, Tylenol, does the exact same thing. It effeminizes males. And there's an essay I wrote after Dr. Ben died that was published in the Journal of Pan-African Studies. And I'm speaking about the African woman by the information that I learned from him. So it was dedicated to him. And I just wanted to read two brief sections out of it. This is a section I wrote on my eye. So I said, my eye is an etert that represents law, order, balance, abundance, universal or divine law, and reciprocity. She's the feminine principle upon which the universe stands. Without her, the universe and the world as we know it could not function nor exist. There would be chaos and disarray without the order imposed by the feminine principle. That's what makes her primary and important. The same way that it is in the female womb that the order of the development of the cells of the human body from two single cells, the sperm and the ovum, into the multi-celled living being we call a human being, it is the womb, it is in the womb of the universe that, or that, excuse me, it is, where is it at? Oh, yeah, I lost my place, excuse me. It is in the womb of the universe that it's in the womb of the universe knew that outer space, the order of outer space, the galaxies, the stars, and planetary arrangement exists. The male principle, like Amen, for example, would defend Ma'at, or order, from Isfet, disorder or chaos and evil, represented by the enemies of Ra, like Apep or Set. The feminine principle maintains, coordinates, and orchestrates order, while the male defends and protects it. So the female is the progenitor of life, and the male is the facilitator of life. And this section I wrote on the deity Min. Min is a very ancient god and was Ithyphallic. He was closely related to Amun, in which his name is found. One would ask, where would he fit in an essay about the African woman? It is in his symbolism that we find a most interesting visual esoteric connection to the feminine principle, being the primary principle, in that he is shown at times with his penis in the region of his navel. The image of the 13-foot-tall colossus of Min on the previous page, the image to the right, shows him holding his penis, and it is located in the region of the navel. So, in essence, the penis in that image is rendered as an umbilical cord and is an extension of his connection to the mother goddess. God the Father, at all times, had a mother. At other times, he is shown with his penis in the anatomically correct position, because he does carry out a role as a male creator deity. His symbol, one of his symbols, is lettuce, which is an aphrodisiac vegetable item utilized by the ancient Kama'u, or ancient Egyptian males, for sexual vitality. But again, the esoteric symbolism of the penis being in the region of the navel cannot be overlooked, simply because it connects the concept of a male creator deity being created of a female deity. This was expressed so heavily culturally as to remind Egyptian people, especially men, that of the female's importance and the reverence that should be shown her. The feminine principle is primary or first. Then next in order would be the masculine principle, which is the equal and dynamic active side of creation, while the feminine is the receptive and passive side. So that's what I wanted to drop. I just wanted to say that me, myself, I've just always revered women, especially our women, wherever I see or find them. And that's something my wife and I raised my son to do from a baby. We would show him images of the darkest black women we could find, and always instill in him their beauty, and for him to respect and pay reverence to that. And then we would show him images of other black women as well. But like Dr. Wilson would say, because our original look before our genes were infiltrated by our enemies, we would be very, very dark people. So those people should be shown the most reverence, and since they tend to be the most abused in this society. That's what Dr. Wilson used to say, and I agree. So that's how my wife and I raised my son. And as you get deeper into the understanding of our original way of being and our spirituality, there's no way for you to exist in this world and treat women like if they're less than you or behind you, once you understand who and what they are and their place in the world and your place as a male. You should be defending and protecting the progenitor of life. Like Dave always says, a land without women are barren. A land without men is conquered. And you can see the disorder around us, because black men are in a position in the system of white supremacy where we cannot defend order. So our families are in disorder, our neighborhoods are in disorder, and our lives basically are in disorder, because we've been put in a place by this system that does not allow us to express ourselves to our fullest potential to be able to properly protect the progenitor of life, and we're losing them. So we have to shift our consciousness to move in the direction of as much black self-respect as we can muster, and come up with ideas to conquer this system. I think one of the most important ones would be nonviolent non-participation. I've said it a billion times, I'll keep saying it. You know, if we can divest ourselves from as many aspects of the system as possible, and the most important aspect is anti-blackness. We bolster our own abuse by the abuse we place upon ourselves. My wife just had two situations today with two black females who were so rude and disrespectful, and she actually said to them, she said, if I was white, you would be terrified that you would lose your job. But because I'm black and you're black, you feel it's okay to mistreat me like this. We just had this conversation minutes before I called into the show on the way home from the train station this evening. So everything you're saying is of maximum importance, and thank you so much for this program. I love listening to what you have to say, and I'll mute myself, brother. And please give
thank you, brother.
My love as well, okay?
I'll do so. I'll definitely do so, brother. Thank you very much. Now that, brothers and sisters, that is what they call confirmation. That he's actually telling you that we don't have a choice here. That's why we must start individually where we are, where we stand. We must start doing the work so that we can build a foundation that's going to withstand what is about to come. And it is going to come.
Oh, Brother Davis.
The sister called in. Oh, yes, go ahead. Answer the show, brother.
No, I'm just letting you know you have another caller in queue, area code 702. I don't know if they had a chance to share that.
Excellent. Okay, well, please, give us your name and where you're from. Area code 702?
Yes, sorry,
okay.
Folks.
Not a problem, sister. But with my brothers and sisters, this is what makes us such a unique people. Even in the worst circumstances, we can move forward individually until we can build collectively. And in the meantime, those groups that are building collectively are looking for people who are willing to come into the group and add to the resources so that they can continue the path that they're on. There's a crowdfunding group right now out in, I believe, California, where they're literally using Bitcoin so that they can leverage to be able to help to get brothers and sisters out of jail. I mean, think about the dynamics of the thought process. It took them to come up with an idea that focuses on bringing their people home. So I'm going to tell you, a lot of things are going on that are some real positive things. And that's what we got to look for. Where can we fit in so that what we're doing with that excess time or those excess few dollars, or maybe just to be a mentor, that could be a life-changing for somebody or a community or a city. We have to stop thinking on the level of human. We have to start thinking on the level of operating on a higher scale. So what does that mean? That means we must change our words. We can no longer say, oh, wow, no, I don't think you can do that. No, listen. What it is, when you hear that idea, even if you think that idea is impossible, what you should be saying is, brother, what can I do? Is there any way I can contribute? Because that way, even if you're not participating in developing the idea, that contribution that you make may make a difference in what he's trying or she's trying to do. And you know what? It's happening all over. Right now, there's some young sisters in Atlanta that are literally putting their money together so that they can have a facility that they can literally have mothers who have children who want to go back to school. Those children can come to that facility while those mothers go to class. And then after class, now here's the unique dynamic about this. Those after the class, when you have time, you can be a monitor of other people's children. And that way, while you're getting educated, somebody's taking care of your child. And if you have 2 hours or so that you can just sit there and be a monitor for someone else's child, someone else is getting educated. We are building, but we can't see it as something small. We have to see it as building, as planting. You know, when you put that seed in the ground and you cover it with that earth, there's a lot of the natural nutrients that are in that earth that are approaching that seed. And when those nutrients get in that seed, and that's us other people coming into this idea, when those nutrients get in that seed, and all of a sudden that seed pops, and when that seed pops, then that first sprout springs out, what it's doing, it's just starting to stretch. It's starting to realize that all of that essence that those people were coming, and they thought it was minute. I'm going to school for 2 hours a day, but I can't be here to monitor today. But my Thursdays is open, and my Thursday morning's open from about 10 to 1. So literally, that's where I'll do my time. But the whole thing is, when I come to do my time from 10 to 1, now I'm operating as a part of a greater idea than just being there. We are operating now to achieve the goal that I want, just like everybody that comes wants. So that's just one level. Right now, we're moving into a dangerous phase of this a whole bunch of things, you're going to get a lot of opportunities out here. Believe me, I'm planning to be as much of a giver, provider as I can. You know why? Because I know that there's going to be people out there that's going to need. And I want to be available to be, do whatever I can, whenever I can. That's why it's so important that I told you things like supporting Black Talk Radio. I'm not telling you to do it. I'm doing it. If you do what I do, then I don't have to worry about Black Talk Radio. Because sooner or later, it will be Black Talk Telecommunications. And we can converse with our brothers and sisters in the islands, our brothers and sisters in Africa, our brothers and sisters in Canada. Because guess what? A lot of them are listening to this show on a podcast. You know why? Because they can't get in at the time. The hours play a role in their schedules. But the information that we're given is so vital that when they do, they'll leave a little note or something. And that's all it takes. It takes a little something for someone else to say, if they can do it, I can do it. If they're doing this, I want to be a part of this. How can I, what can I do? We need to be serious about saving ourselves. And when we get serious about saving ourselves, that will be a great seed planted in whatever community we live in. Because I'm going to tell you something. It's happening. It's happening with you or without you. But we would like it to be with you because we are being bombarded, believe me. Most of the places that I go and I'm trying to help where I can and I see the need, there's not, the numbers are don't match the need. We need the numbers to match the need. And when the numbers match the need, then eventually they'll outnumber the people that need and we can get on to the business of being a people. And that is the purpose that we should be serving here in America. Now, we're coming up on the last 20 minutes or so. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday. And I'm going to tell you something. Those calls tonight, that's exciting to me. Brother, the brother that called, that's exciting to me. You know why? Because I know now that the time that I put on this radio on a Wednesday night is serving a greater purpose than my original idea. You know why? Because my original idea was, well, if I could just help somebody. I'm a part, an intricate part of what is going on, that everybody that listens to this, that is doing something that is functional for what is going to happen and what our people need, is literally being entitled, giving me the opportunity to give us some wild wisdom on Wise Wednesday. This is Brother Davis, and we'll be right back. We're going to our last break now. So those of you who have any comments or calls, pick up your phone so that we can get you in this last 20 minutes or 30 minutes. But please take an opportunity to let your brothers and sisters know that you're serious and you want to see these things come to be also. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday.
Black Talk Media Project launched the digital radio platform, Black Talk Radio Network, the first such platform created to serve the black community specifically. Black Talk Radio Network has grown with a variety of radio hosts, digital radio stations, and podcasters. Web analytics say Black Talk Radio, the platform, has an online reach that ranks it among the top independent black media platforms in the world. All of this is possible because of financial contributions to the nonprofit Black Talk Media Project. If you love the work we do and the voices and perspectives we bring to you every day, make a donation today to ensure that Black Talk Radio is here in the future. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Welcome, welcome. We're back and we're trying to stay on this here. So is there anybody in queue, Scotty? Okay, listen, let me pass out some information, all right? A lot of stuff that I'm studying, and people are saying, well, you know, where can I find this and where can I find that? Well, when I speak about the Egyptians and what is happening over what happened back then that are needed today, these are foundational teachings of that era. And why I say they're foundational teachings of that era is because they built their family around these things. And these literally were the tools that they needed and used to maintain a certain level of divinity in their daily lives. Because, see, you don't just walk in the spirit of a king or a queen. You have to develop that. And in developing that, you got to carry yourself that way. I don't know if any of you have ever seen me take a picture, but I always try to take a picture in the a persona of the authority that I work, I walk in. Why? Because I want people to understand that I'm no different than you, one. Two, you can do a lot more than I can do. Three, if I could help you, I want to be a part of it. Because that is how we build. Some of the books that I read, I spoke to you earlier about the African Holistic Health by Dr. Layla Africa. Exceptional book. Very exceptional book. He goes into the details of telling you about your body, actually what your body needs, what it may be lacking, the foods that you can eat to literally bring those vitamins that you need up, or the minerals, the supplements that you should really literally consider. And he even talks about, if you're going to choose that route, what not to look for, what to look for. These things are all positive. I spoke about The Goddess Black Woman, excellent book. Every woman should have that book. And another book a woman should have is From the Womb to the Tomb. That's a great, great book. Me and my wife had an opportunity to meet the writer. My wife got one of her books, she autographed it, and she couldn't put it down. She said, "Baby, it's just so much information." And we conversed about a lot of it, but you have to understand the knowledge that she was speaking from and from that book literally opened the doors to me, because a lot of the stuff I did not know, because I wasn't coming from a woman's perspective. Another good book, series of books to read is the Metronetor. If you want to know about the rituals of Egyptian life, as well as the development of your God image. And what is your God image? Your God image is what you evolved into. That's that divinity that you literally work to get to. Because, you see, those people, I know you've heard this term of sages and oracles. Well, actually, the Metronetra is an oracle. It's the teachings that allow you to be able to evolve to a higher self. Okay? So when you see people talk about, and I've seen it on the internet, "Oh, I am the oracle," or so and so, and you ask them a question, and always ask them, "What is an oracle?" And you know, by their answer, you could tell if they're up to snuff or whether they have none at all. So that's an idea that you might want to consider. Commitment to the Truth, Essential Knowledge for African American People. Now, that's an excellent book about black people in this day and age. Why do I say that? Because it's essential that you understand that although you live in a system of laws, there are things that you can do to enhance not only the quality of your life, but you can do what's inside the system and not have to feel as though it's the system's infringing on you or that you're doing something outside the lines. There are going to be times when people are not going to understand. So you expect that. I go places sometimes and people see my beads and say, what do they mean? And I tell them, first of all, if I have the amber on, I explain what amber is. If I have the ebony wood on, I explain what ebony wood is. I tell them a little bit of foundation of why I wear it. But I only answer their question, because a lot of times people want knowledge, but they don't even know what it is. Those people will come back and say, "You know what, brother, I talked to you, you spoke about the amber, you spoke about the ebony wood, I did a little research, do you know?" See, you never know what you're going to spark in people. So therefore, you got to keep on the front of making that change. Another good book is Spiritual Warriors or Healers. Another powerful aspect of us as a people is that we are all warriors and we are all healers. And the reason being is because warring was not our nature, but we maintained ourselves in a manner so that we were respected. So even when the Europeans came, it wasn't no cakewalk in the park, literally. I don't know, a lot of you may not realize this, but that black plague that struck Europe, well, they came to Africa and asked African herbalists what they could do about that. And the civilized manner of our people sent other herbalists over to investigate, and they gave them a solution, and they took that solution and they literally cleared their land. But see, here's what you don't know. they told them, I mentioned this before, they told them when they gave them the herbal essence and they gave them the seeds so that they can grow those herbs and they gave them the wisdom of how to cultivate it so that the plant will grow to its full maturity and how to prepare the plant to be consumed to defeat the disease. The last thing they said is do not eat when you defecate. That's a powerful statement. But you have to understand, if you don't know that, then you don't see a problem with it. And if you know anything about the Europeans that have come out the caves, they ate meat and they lived in cold climates. So a lot of times they even ate their elders or they ate the young children. If the winter was that bad and they couldn't find food, somebody had to survive. And that is how the mentality that you see today was propagated as such a part of their culture. And we can't think for a minute, not 1 minute, that they are not out trying to eliminate us as a people, because they're doing it on every level. And don't by any means cover your eyes. If you're listening to Black Talk Radio, you know from the environment to the water to the food to the chemicals. And you heard the brother tonight talk about the chemicals that are in medications. You are in the crosshairs. But that's okay. You know why it's okay? Because you're not going to change that unless you do something different. And what do? You do what's going to help you. You do what's going to help your people. Another book I have that is exceptional is called Meditation. Why? Because meditation is going to be one of the most powerful tools that allow you to travel interdimensionally and speak to those ancestors. Now, I know that's going to shock a lot of y'all. I mean, to literally sit down and speak to it, absolutely. Because that's why it's called interdimensional transing. We have a great, great, great concept in this body, but we don't know how to tap into it because we've been victimized by the programming. The concept that we have is that we can go deeper internally into who we are than we ever could externally. Let me repeat that. We can go deeper internally as to who we are than we ever could externally. Now, here's a good thing. We can use the tools to literally give us the system or the keys to be able to ask the questions. And when we go into states of meditation, and we do that traveling, and many of us do, and we go to places, and we may be sitting in the area that we don't know all of the people there, but they know us because they send something in us that brings us to those areas. That may be the DNA line. That may be the family gifts, because some families had gifts. The gifts of meditation open the door to levitation, open the door to kinetics, and open the door to shape-shifting. I mean, we have a lot of gifts. But we can't tap into these gifts till we open the doors that will allow us to even examine them from someone who operates in them on a daily basis. And a lot of times, even right now, this day, if I had the ability to show you something that you thought was unbelievable, do you think it would be to my advantage to show it to you? When I know that we live in a system that when they found out, they would destroy me? No. It would be a defense. It would benefit me to open the door to tell you how we can meet in a manner in which you would have control over your will and no one would know. And how does that happen? In meditation. You see, when you are sleeping in dreamland, you might have heard me say this before, you have no control over your will. So you can't possess for a long period of time something that you want unless when you wake up you write it down right away. Because if you don't write it down right away, you're going to forget it. And then when it happens to you again, you'll have a deja vu experience and say, you know what, I dreamed about this. Well, you know why you dreamed about it? Because it was meant to happen. It was opening a door, but you didn't realize that the door was there for you. A lot of times we don't see it because we've been so programmed by a system that's trying to teach you that you can't achieve these things. Oh, no, 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 no. But yet, other countries people have been meditating for years have been telling us, listen, this is a great, great, great tool. And when you learn to operate with this tool, it becomes a part of you. And when it becomes a part of you, you can almost do anything. But you know why? Westernism don't want you to know, because if you literally can live in the sun, in the hottest climate in the world, and still manage to grow vegetation, and still manage to be able to sit out there and meditate in it, and actually absorb it to the point where it's healing inside of you because it's on you, what could you do if you could engineer it? What would your power be? How could we battle that? No, they don't want you to know none of this. So, it's going to be up to us to do the due diligence in order to find out on our own. And believe me, the ancestors are there. Because guess what? They're waiting. A lot of people come because they say, oh, well, so-and-so passed away. Well, they haven't understood. What did they do to contribute to that? Ask that question. Do you think that they knew? Because see, a lot of times, what we fail to realize is that what's happening to us now is happening because we have victimized ourselves. Those bad habits I talked to you about earlier, that's exactly what I'm talking about. People going out here and they're laughing and drinking and smoking and hanging out, having unprotected sex. Now, do you realize if they're going to poison your food, don't you think they're going to put something in the wrong place? Or in something that you think that you're going to use as a device for your protection to destroy you? Come on. This is real world stuff here. And I'm going to tell you, Sodom, I don't mind letting you know. Because even if we reach a point where we become more beholden to ourselves, we'll benefit. And the reason why we'll benefit is because when we can openly discuss these things, we could talk about what these rumshakers are doing. We could talk about the vulgarity that's in the movie, that's in the movies, that's in the music. We could talk about what's going on the TV sets. Do you realize what they have on now? They got shows with women kissing women and men kissing men, and the children are doing it too. This is an indoctrination. We have to take control of ours. Their children are being victimized now. You know why? Because what they were using against us, their children like. They like the way we adjusted. Do you see rap music? Now, they literally changed rap music, but now their children are getting into rap music, and guess what? Now they're beginning to realize, oh, maybe this isn't what I expected. What we need to do is we need to start watching on these radio channels. Good. If you can't play clean rap, don't play no rap. Because guess what? You can still get that head bob and bounce with a positive message. You don't have to be vulgar about our sisters. You don't have to be talking like that in front of our daughters. Even if that's how you feel, you can keep some of that stuff to yourself. Because guess what? I really don't care what comes out your mouth. You know why? Because who knows what went in it? The bottom line is you're responsible for you, and I'm responsible for me. But if I hear that stuff around mine, I'm going to let you know, brother, you can't do that around my property. As a matter of fact, you got to go. But those radio channels, we should be going on them radio channels. You don't change that for, man. You got to go. You got to leave our community. These things are universal laws being operated against our children. That universal law of sound and effect and the words have power, all of these things are being used against our children. And that's not even been into the way they salacialized our women. Because our women now, literally, when they walk down the street and somebody looks at them and says hello, they have to interpret it. Is this a sincere hello? Is this person trying something? Do I have to keep my eye on them? So many crazy things are happening nowadays. I'm going to tell you something. We have to take responsibility where we stand. But if you don't believe it will, it won't. I've always said, in order to achieve the impossible, you must believe you can achieve the impossible. Well, I do it every day. Believe. And the way my thought processes are, I get exactly what I'm trying to achieve. And I'm going to tell you now, where I'm going next is going to trip a lot of people out. The reason why is because they could go to, or they can go on their own, or they could follow their own path. But if it lets you do something, nothing's going to happen. And I'll tell you something. There's a place for everybody. There's room for us all. And we don't want to leave anybody behind, but we know some people's behaviors are going to leave them behind. And guess what? We can't save everybody. Be right up front with that.
I once said well, I say this all the time, but when I was in the back in the day when I was doing marriage ministry, I would say, you know what, I love this woman with all my heart, but some days I don't want to be around her. And people say, wow, why can you say that about your wife? Well, my wife is a different person than I am. And some days she don't want to be around me. And what is wrong with us being truthful with each other? Think about it. Because, see, they want you to believe that once you get married, it's happily ever after. No, that's two personalities. And if them two personalities don't find the path on which they can travel and come back to that path and go their separate ways to come back to that path, then they're not building. And if you want to get somewhere in the marriage, you're going to have to build. Because you going one way and the other person going the other way only leads you in two different directions. And that's voice from experience. Oh, by the way, I mean your little plug here. Coming up this Saturday, this Monday on the 15th, me and my wife will be celebrating our 35th wedding anniversary. We've been hanging out for 37 years. But the best part about that is that after all of this time, and after all we have been through, and after all of the joys and all of the sorrows, we can still come together and embrace each other, like what we see, listen to what we got to say, and most of all, know that the next day we're going to be together. This is Brother Davis on the Wise Wednesday. We're coming up on the last minute. Anybody who got something they want to say or add to the show, please do this right now, because I'm going to tell you something about tonight's show. You should know right now that you are not a human being. You are a divine being, so you can operate on a greater level than you have been operating on. You have the tools, you have some books, and you should be meditating and eating well on a regular basis. And don't forget the elixir of life, water. Your body must have it. It helps everything in your body, everything, not one thing, everything. So every organ, every chakra, every meridian, every canal, it all needs water. And that's the purpose that we serve, so that we can walk not only calling ourselves kings and queens, but in a royal authority and embrace all of those that we can and give them an understanding that their self-esteem is going to have to be modeled by someone who they respect and look up to. And they may be looking in your eyes saying, thank you, no one ever told me that. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday, and we're coming down. Well, actually, we're done. This is an opportunity I love doing. I mean, just me and my wife, we converse about this every time we do a show, because literally, we can't give you more than what we have. And if you embrace anything that we say or anything you heard on the show, that is a blessing to us. And we do this because we love you. And I don't have to know you to love you. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday, and I'm out. Scotty, thank you very much for the opportunity, brother.
You're welcome, Brother Davis. Brother Braggs, if you would, be so kind as to chime us out, as we have New Abolitionist Radio coming up at the top of the hour. Brother Braggs. Are you there, Brother Braggs? Okay, looks like we don't have Brother Braggs. And we will go ahead and end this episode of what is broadcast, the Tando Radio Show, which will return to the airwaves live tomorrow, which will be Thursday, January the 11th at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. Thank you all for tuning in, and thank you for your support.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.